Day two. Today you're going to make a little robin. We're going to start by making the body and then move on to decorating the surface and adding details. So you start with a piece of clay about the size of a satsuma and roll it into a sausage, which you then dunk slightly onto the surface that you're working on to so that it'll stand up and has a nice flat bottom. Then taking that loosely in one of your hands, pick up the dowel in your other hand and just push it in to that sausage shape, and don't push it right the way through because you don't want a hole at both ends. Then use the dowel to open out what is now becoming the robin's body. Just open it out far enough so that you can get a finger in. And once you've done that, you can put the dowel down, and we're on to picture five. So you get a finger inside the clay and just push it so that it opens the cup shape, the body shape, out slightly more. And then at the bottom, push outwards to create a tummy shape. So you're creating a fatter bit on one side at the bottom by just pushing against it. And if you keep it cupped in your palm so that it's got some support from the outside, that'll help you not go through or stretch the clay too far. Once you're satisfied that you've got a nice little fat tummy there, put your finger further in. If you turn the clay round, because you're going to work opposite and higher up inside the clay, to try and tip the robin's head back slightly. So opposite the tummy, and then higher up at the top, just push very gently to tip the head back. And you can, if you push it against your thumb, say on the outside, you can just support the back of the neck there to push the head over it. And once you're satisfied that you've got a nice little fat robin shape, we can move on to the next step, seven. So seven just explains about the way that you draw onto the clays. In eight, you're going to be doing some drawing. And that yesterday you practiced line drawing, and you will have found that some ways of drawing into the clay give you a line you don't like, and some give you a nice clean line, or a line that you do like. And I want you to use the line that you do like best when you're drawing on the surface of the clay. But before you draw, take that piece of dowel again, and this time you're going to use it to print. And at somewhere at the top of the robin's head, above his little fat belly, print two circles that are going to be eyes. If you support the clay from inside, that'll stop you poking right through. So put that finger inside and just press those two little eyes in. If you don't like them, still supporting inside, just use your thumb to rub them out and have another go. And once you're satisfied that the eyes are in a nice place, using the method for drawing a line that you like best, draw an oval that kind of cuts through those eyes, well, appears to go behind those eyes. You don't want to draw a line through the circles. Draw that oval of that's going to be the red breast of the robin. The red breast does, well, the eyes sit within, very slightly within the red breast. So just make sure it cuts through as shown in the picture. Then for the wings and the white of the tummy that's below the red breast, you need to draw three more lines as shown in the picture, the wings and then the side of the white tummy. Once you're happy with that, we're going to move on to nine, which is going to be making the tail and the feet. If you're not happy with it, just use your finger or one of the clay tools to rub away the lines and have another go. If it's awful and it all dries out, you've probably got enough clay just to start again and put that piece aside. So you get to a place where you're happy, and then we'll make the tail and the feet. So nine. Number nine on the other side of the sheet, you need to make a disc like you did on the first day, and then cut that disc in half, and then one of those bits in half again. And the bigger piece is going to be the tail, and then the two little pieces will be the two little feet. 11, making the tail. Take this semicircle, piece one, the larger of the three pieces you've just cut, and pinch the outer curved edge of that semicircle. Then taking the bamboo skewer, just create a kind of fan-like shape, decoration on this piece, because it's going to be the tail. And do that on both sides, because you might well see both sides once you've finished. Then to create the feet, this is 12, pinch the pointed bit of the, I don't know what you call it, quarter circle, piece two. So you pinch the pointed bit, and then in a similar way to making the tail, you're going to create toes with the end of the bamboo skewer, as shown in the picture. So you need two of them, do the same to both those quarter circles. And then 13 is the first time you're going to use the scratch and wet method on your robin. So you scratch and wet as shown on day one, the back of day one sheet, that technique where you scratch the clay and add a little drip of water to join things together. And you're going to use that technique to attach the tail to the back of the robin and the 2 feet just under his little fat belly. If you also blend the clay on either with your finger or with one of the clay tools, that'll help it stay on during the rest of the sessions that you're going to be working on it. So try and blend it on well, but leave the details so you can see his toes and his the texture on the tail on the outside. Just do check that you have put the feet on the front and the tail on the back, because you don't want to leave it to dry and find out tomorrow that you've got it wrong. Then picture 14, it's just tipping the tail up slightly so that you might be able to see the bottom a little bit. And then we move on to 15 and 16, where you're adding the detail of the face. So you're just using the cocktail stick or an opened out paper clip, poke 2 little dots for eyes. If you do them slightly to the side of the circle, it gives him a little bit more character. It's like he's peeking out the side to see what's going on over somewhere else. And when you make your other bird tomorrow, you can have his eyes pointing towards the robin, so it looks like they're looking at each other. Then 16 is about attaching the beak. You need to take a tiny little pinch of clay and form it into a tiny cone, and then scratch and wet that on. And if you can, use either the piece of plastic to draw a line around the edge of the beak, if you can manage that, or and use the cocktail stick to create 2 little dots at the top of the beak, which will help attach it as well. It's quite small to get your fingers onto to blend it on. When you're happy with what you've made, you need to wrap your clay up and leave the robin to dry somewhere overnight.